Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Min Idea Fix. I gotta tell you, we've all been there, right? Hitting that wall where motivation just decides to take a vacation. You know the feeling when you stare at your to-do list like it's written in ancient hieroglyphs, and even the thought of making coffee feels like scaling Mount Everest. Well, friends, today we're diving headfirst into something super powerful: self-compassion. Not that fluffy be nice to yourself kind of thing, but a real game changer for getting those gears turning again. Think about it. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be more, do more, achieve more. It's like the world has this giant scoreboard, and we're all desperately trying to rack up points. But here's the thing: when we treat ourselves like we're always falling short, it's a recipe for burnout and zero motivation. Self-compassion is about flipping that script. It's about recognizing that everyone stumbles, messes up, and has off days. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. So, how do we actually weave this into our daily lives? Here are 5 key takeaways to boost your motivation through self-compassion. 1. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how easy it is to spiral into negativity when we're caught up in our thoughts? Self-compassion starts with paying attention to the thoughts without judgment. It's like becoming a curious observer of your own mind, noticing the patterns and letting them go without getting swept away. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. Bottling things up only makes it worse, right? Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling: sadness, frustration, even boredom. Acknowledge those emotions without trying to change or suppress them. It's about acceptance, not dwelling. Imagine you have a friend going through something tough. You wouldn't tell them to just snap out of it, would you? Treat yourself with the same empathy and understanding. 3. Ditch the inner critic. The harsh voice in your head constantly putting you down. Yeah, that one needs to take a backseat. Challenge those negative self-talk patterns. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough for this, is impossible, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. Replace those negative thoughts with kinder, more supportive ones. 4. Celebrate small wins. You know how we often focus on the big goals and forget about the little victories along the way? Make it a habit to celebrate even the smallest accomplishments. Did you finish that task you've been putting off? Awesome. Take a moment to acknowledge your effort and progress. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. 5. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about actively nurturing your well-being both physically and mentally. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or spending time with loved ones. When you prioritize your own needs, you have more energy and focus to tackle the challenges that come your way. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you stuck on a creative project, staring at a blank page, feeling utterly uninspired. You could easily fall into the trap of self-criticism, berating yourself for not being more creative. But instead, what if you pause, took a deep breath, and said to yourself, hey, it's okay that I'm not feeling super inspired right now. Everyone has those moments. I'm going to treat myself with kindness and give myself permission to just be. Then, maybe go for a walk, listen to some music, or do something else that brings you joy. When you return to your project, chances are you'll feel refreshed and more open to creative inspiration. See? Self-compassion isn't about being lazy or letting yourself off the hook. It's about creating a supportive inner environment where you can thrive. And trust me, when you treat yourself with kindness, your motivation will soar. So, what are you waiting for? Take those 5 key takeaways and run with them. Practice mindfulness, acknowledge your feelings, silence that inner critic, celebrate your wins, and prioritize self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. And hey, if you found this helpful, spread the love. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little motivation boost, or leave a review. Let's create a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.